This is your captain speaking.
This is the Michael J. Thorpe Show on Super Talk 1570.
Lord bless us, this is going to be a great day.
Well, it is the season of the year to worry about the flu just a little bit, and there's ways that you can go about it to not worry too much about it. So this morning, we're going to be talking to the flu and how to avoid it and where you might want to get your vaccination for it with Yvonne Lewis from the Genesee Health Plan. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Michael. It's great to be here again with you.
I'm always glad to have you here, and even though we're talking about something nobody likes to think too much about.
For the most part, right.
But that's your job to think about. Let's start by talking about the Genesee Health Plan. What is it?
Well, the Genesee Health Plan is a county-funded plan that provides access to health coverage for everybody in the community. This is Genesee County. And when we say access to health care, we have a specific plan that provides certain benefits. It's not a full insurance plan because people do not have hospitalization, but we can enroll anyone in any of the health coverages that they may be eligible for. So we're sort of like that place to go if people need insurance coverage. And we have some specialty programs that we've also been able to provide for our community.
One of the ideas is probably to keep people from going to emergency rooms. You can go to the Genesee Health Plan and...
Absolutely. You know, the health plan now is going on to 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
From its inception, the goal was, you know, we did not have, everybody didn't have what we have now through the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
So many, many people were uninsured. So that whole focus was to get people insured and provide them the access to ensure that they did not have to go into that emergency room if they didn't need to, and to provide some ongoing care. So it wasn't episodic.
Now, let me make sure, if you're bleeding, go to the emergency room.
Well,
if you have broken bones and stuff.
Gotta, right.
If you're not feeling well, if you're kind of sick.
You want to get to that primary care physician, right?
That's then, when you go to the Genesee Health Plan.
Yeah, you call the Genesee Health Plan to ensure that you've got the coverage that you need so that you can go to a primary care physician and develop an ongoing relationship with that primary care.
There you go. So that's what the Genesee Health Plan is about. It's about you in Genesee County and an opportunity to make sure that you can see a doctor if you need one.
Right.
That's really the bottom
right.
line, and that's important. So let's talk about the flu. So let's start by asking, you know, what is the flu?
Well, the flu is actually a virus that can be communicated from one person to the other person. It's an upper respiratory virus, so that when you get that heaviness in your chest, coughing, sneezing, it may start off like a cold, but it gets really much more serious than a cold, and it can put people maybe at home for a week. Sometimes people end up in the hospital, and that's one of the things is so important about this. This is an illness that is preventable with a vaccine. But many people, particularly those with immune compromised systems and small children, don't have the antibodies, or their bodies can't fight off that virus. And so we encourage everybody to get a vaccine. Now, one thing we've learned, Michael, though, over the years, you know, we have this idea that it's only older people or children, small children, but everybody can get the flu and everybody can have complications. Every year, about 200,000 people end up in the hospital from complications of the flu. And we do have approximately 20,000 people who die from complications of the flu. And they're not just senior citizens. We have 18-year-olds, 26-year-olds, 40-year-olds who have not gotten a vaccine, who have passed away as a result of the flu. So we really just want to encourage anybody to, you know, get the flu vaccine. If they don't, you know, sometimes people do have an allergic reaction. We don't want to minimize that at all, but we don't want you just to assume that you're not. Talk to somebody. So on Monday night, we'll have at Bethlehem Temple in Flint at 3401 ML King an event that will focus in on this and give people an opportunity to come in and talk to health professionals, get some answers about this, and really, we'll have a panel discussion, too. We've done this, Michael, mm-hmm. now for 5 years.
All right. People need to understand.
Right. And we just really want people to understand how important it is to get those questions answered and make an informed decision.
And it's free, by the way. And we'll be talking about that a little bit more here mm-hmm. as we continue here. But the thing I want to talk about with the flu, though, and we kind of smile in some ways. What is the problem? We got the flu. Well, often when you think you have the flu, it's not the flu that you have.
Right. You know, some people, you know, when they say that, you know, my stomach was hurting.
Then
we say the stomach flu. It's really not. That's called a retrovirus, and it is a virus.
It's probably food poisoning.
It could be.
Yeah.
But the difference that you'll know that you have influenza flu is that upper respiratory virus. It's in the chest and it's, you know, in the head.
And the difference with a cold, between a cold and the flu is it, you know, is the flu just a heavy cold?
Well, it's a little bit more intense than a cold because it is a virus that can affect other parts of your body. And typically, you know, with a cold, you sniffle and you sneeze and you cough, which is not a good thing to cough on other people.
Yeah, well, that's where it spreads, right?
Because that's how it spreads. But when you get that upper respiratory virus, and it could, the actual flu can spread to other parts of the body and cause the body to shut down.
And the flu is very serious, and I want to, you know, I don't want to scare people, but the bottom line is there can be huge pandemics. In 1918, almost as many people died of a flu pandemic as died in fighting in World War One.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? I have to do a little study on my own, Michael, because I have to convince myself, actually, and I tell people this all the time, but I looked at exactly that fact and noticed that as the vaccines became better because it's a process of improving over time, but as it became better, fewer and fewer people died. So today, when you think about the hundreds of thousands that you spoke about, and now we have less than 20,000 or so that died, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And it is life-saving. So we you know, we want people to make an informed decision. I think that's the most important thing we can say here. Let's get the information, let's reduce the myths, the uncertainties for yourself and for your family, and let's just make informed decisions.
One of the things, there's a couple things I know about the flu vaccine. One is that it changes every year because the flu changes every year.
Well, not necessarily.
Flus may come.
Well, there are different strains, but there are certain ones that have been, you know, they do studies over the year and they watch the seasonal. So there are certain ones that have become like the standard, the ones that happen every year, like we've heard about the swine flu, the bird flu,
right,
the H1N1, H1N2, and those vaccines are developed to actually address those particular viruses. So there are four. So it's called a quadrivalent. There are four different kinds of strains that have been manufactured for this year. But the last few years, it's been these same ones. Now, just based on what you said, viruses do mutate. And there are different kinds of viruses that come up. So those we talk about are covered, but there may be a mutation for some reason that something may come up that is not included in that vaccine. However, if they've gotten the vaccine that's available, it does give them added protection against any other. May not reduce their, you know, they still may get the flu,
right,
but it won't be as serious as if they did not get the vaccine.
I got the H1N1 flu a couple 3 years ago, and I'm telling you, I was down. I couldn't, I was just so weak, I couldn't walk for 2 weeks.
Right.
I mean, 2 weeks I was down with that, and it took a lot longer to recover.
Absolutely.
Get the flu shot. You need to get it every single year, don't
every
you?
Every year, because the vaccine only lasts for a year, so we encourage people to get it, just, you know, the vaccines become available late August, early September. So we encourage people to get it mid to late September, but as early as you can get it, because once we get into the holiday season, we're more exposed, more people are gathering together for family gatherings and community.
Get your shot before Christmas, so you don't get.
That's why we put a big push on it now, so that it takes about 2 weeks to get started, but then about 4 weeks before you have full immunity. So we want to make sure that happens before the holiday season.
Okay, we're talking with Yvonne Lewis from the Genesee Health Plan about getting your flu shot. We'll tell you in just a minute exactly where you can go to get a free flu shot. Make sure that that's covered. But there's also other information, and it's about the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
With the election of Donald Trump, everybody thinks that's ended, but it's not. The Affordable Care Act will go, no matter what, at least for another year.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that, Michael. That's so important.
Well, it is important, and that's another thing that the Genesee Health Plan can help you sign up, navigate through all that. Will you be doing that at Thursday?
Yes, we absolutely will. And this is perfect timing because open enrollment is still open.
Mm-hmm.
People are encouraged to enroll now because if you want your insurance to be ready and available for you by January 1st, this is the time to enroll. So the Affordable Care Act is still in play. I mean, it hasn't gone away.
Yep.
And it probably won't go away really fully because we've got too many people insured with it. So we want
to. It's going to change. change, it's more,
may,
no doubt.
It
but
may
it's,
change, but it won't.
It's not
we
disappear.
Don't predict that it will go away. So it's really important. Yes, and if you need help, and we do encourage people to call and get some information, because it is a little bit challenging to navigate that website for the Affordable Care Act program through the government. Mm-hmm. So we ask if you need some help, call the Genesee Health Plan. We can help them, as you say, navigate through that. We can also help them if they, whatever insurance they may be eligible for, because sometimes they think they're eligible for the Affordable Care Act when they may actually be eligible for Healthy Michigan.
Okay.
Or, you know.
So you can find the
so
best.
So we can find,
the best
help
thing
them navigate to find the best insurance package for them.
Okay. And are there other, real quick answer now, Yvonne, other immunizations that are being offered by the Genesee Health Plan that are important to us?
Yes, absolutely. On this, at these events, we've got a couple that are coming up. But the childhood immunizations, so there's that's not shingles, it's not childhood.
No.
But the chicken pox, the measles, the rubella, the annual ones that children have to get every year, the health department will be there to help with these, because right now children have to have these immunizations to stay in school.
Yes, they do.
And so we want them to know, families, if you can't get to the doctor early in the day, come to these events and get your children immunized.
You can take care of all of it, your immunizations that you need to keep kids in school, the flu shot. Navigate the Affordable Care Act coverage. Find out if you might be eligible for other coverage, all by going to Genesee Health Plan programs that are going on this next week. So on Monday, you have one.
Right. Monday, you're right, we'll be at Bethlehem Temple Church at 3401 ML King, that's Martin Luther King, in Flint from 5:30 to 7:30. People will come in, there'll be some light refreshments, they'll have a chance to talk about their experience, and then we have a great panel designed to give them more information and answer questions. It's going to be
bring
a phenomenal
your questions.
Evening.
It's also the beginning of National Influenza Vaccination Week.
Yes.
Nationwide.
So and we've been a part of this for about 5 years now, so this is another opportunity for us to connect with things that people are doing across the country.
Okay, you got something on Monday, you've got something on Thursday.
Well, on Thursday we have a symposium that's for those individuals who need to get their CMUs or CEUs for their professional accreditation. And so if they come, Dr. Johnson of the Health Department will be facilitating that event for us, and that's, they can call the Genesee Health Plan and get registered for that.
And how do we get information about the Genesee Health Plan? Got a website?
They can call us we do have a website. You can go to the Genesee Health Plan, you can go on that website, or you can really call us at 844-232-7740. And we've got one more event, Michael, I can tell you about one more event that's going to happen on Tuesday, December 6th at the International Academy. We're partnering with Hamilton Community Health Network for an insurance enrollment event during this Affordable Care Act for that expanded health coverage for Flint.
Okay.
And so we want people to come out to that. That'll start at 4 o'clock at 2820, the International Academy of Flint.
Take advantage of the Genesee Health Plan, because they want to keep you healthy.
We want to keep you healthy.
Thank you, Yvonne Lewis,
thank you
for joining us here, and thank you for listening to Super Talk 1570.